Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, it's time for another book review.
That's right. Every month we like to take a look at a book that often will teach us some very important things about ourselves. And today's book that we're talking about is How to Be Enough.
Right. It reminds me of a word we talked about earlier this month. That word is striving. We're all striving to be the best we can be or to please the people around us.
And sometimes we have to find that balance between growing and getting better and also being satisfied with who we are. We're going to talk all about it today, so let's get started with our first reading right now.
How to be enough. Accepting yourself without giving up on growth. Many people believe that being hard on themselves is the key to success. They think criticizing themselves keeps them going and prevents failure. This mindset is especially common in competitive environments. In How to Be Enough, psychologist Ellen Hendrickson challenges this belief. She explains that constant self-judgment often increases anxiety and fear instead of improving performance. Rather than pushing people forward, tough self-talk can hold them back and limit creativity.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.我们首先来看 criticize 这个动词，意思是批评或是挑剔。譬如 Maya tried not to criticize Leo's cooking, even though the soup tasted strange. 尽管汤的味道很奇怪， Maya 还是尽量不去批评 Leo 的厨艺。与 criticize 相关的名词是 criticism, 意思是批评或是评论。譬如The restaurant faced criticism after customers complained about slow service. 在顾客抱怨服务缓慢后，这家餐厅接受了批评。它的形容词是 critical, 除了有批评的意思，也指极为重要的或是关键的。譬如 ,water is critical for survival, especially during long hikes. 水对于生存至关重要，特别是在长途健行期间。
You might often feel this way, friends. You want to grow and become a better person, but sometimes it leads to feeling dissatisfied. Let's talk about that tension.
Okay, we are learning all about accepting yourself without giving up on growth. And first, we need to talk about this phrase, giving up on. This means that you're going to stop trying for something.
All right, for example,We want to remind you, don't give up on your dreams. You could give up on something you're doing, or we could also say you give up on someone. That's if you don't believe they're trustworthy.
Yeah, you might not believe they're trustworthy, or you might not believe that you can repair your relationship with them. That's when we would use give up on with a person. Here we are talking about giving up on growth.
Okay, many people believe that being hard on themselves is the key to success. They think criticizing themselves keeps them going and prevents failure.
I am definitely guilty of this, friends. I have, over the years, learned that being hard on myself might feel like I'm pushing myself, but sometimes it just leaves me really, really tired and frustrated.
Yeah, and there's definitely a healthy amount and then going too far. Sometimes it's good to criticize maybe areas in which you're not working hard enough, But sometimes it just is too much.
Okay, so our book is going to tell us the balance here. Let's read on. This mindset is especially common in competitive environments. Now, we do use this word a lot when we talk about these type of self-help books. It's the word mindset. And this is just talking about the way you think about things.
You might often hear an encouragement to have a positive mindset. Think good about yourself and the world around you. Hopefully that can keep pushing you forward.
Definitely. In How to Be Enough, psychologist Ellen Hendrickson challenges this belief. So it sounds like the author of this book might not agree that that's the best way to go through life.
Absolutely. She explains that constant self-judgment often increases anxiety and fear instead of improving performance.
So it's doing just the opposite of what you want it to do. And here we see that term self-judgment, friends. This is the idea of being hard on yourself.
For example, try stopping that self-judgment and be kind to yourself.
I have heard before that you should talk to yourself the way you talk to other people, especially if you treat other people well, but you're not treating yourself so well.
That is a good idea. All right, we continue on here. Rather than pushing people forward, tough self-talk can hold them back and limit creativity.
We see this term tough here, friends, and what we're talking about is difficult or strong. This can be a positive thing or a negative thing.
Yeah, you might say, when I was growing up, my parents were very tough on me. There wasn't a lot of encouragement.
Or you could say, life can be tough sometimes. Often if you're using this to describe a person though, it can be positive. Like you can say, she has been through a lot, but it has made her really tough.
Yeah, and here we're describing this self-talk that is tough, which sounds a bit more judgmental.
Definitely. It's definitely negative in this situation. Our writer is saying you don't want to constantly be giving yourself tough self-talk.
And it is interesting that it says it limits creativity. I wonder why that is. Maybe it, with a positive mindset, you allow yourself to think of ideas that are a little more risky.
I think that maybe with tough self-talk, we're judging ourselves because we didn't meet a certain goal or do something in a way we feel that is right. But maybe our judgment could be wrong. Maybe we didn't do it the way we thought it should be done. But the way that we did it is actually more creative and would lead us in a new direction.
Sometimes to learn new things or to grow, you need to try lots of different things. You'll fail at some of them, but sometimes you'll figure out something new.
I think that's correct. Well, friends, we do have more to talk about here and learn more about the ideas in this book, How to Be Enough. So let's continue on with our next reading right now.
How to Be Enough. Hendrickson focuses on self-critics and perfectionists, people who set high standards but feel they never meet them. These individuals often believe their worth is derived from achievement, approval, or avoiding mistakes. Over time, this belief shapes how they see themselves and the world. As a result, they may overprepare, avoid risks, or feel exhausted trying to prove themselves. Even success brings only temporary relief because the standards keep rising.
Critic这个名词。 它是指对电影、书籍、艺术等进行分析与批判的评论家，譬如 The movie critic wrote a harsh review about the film's weak storyline. 这位影评人对这部电影薄弱的故事情节写了一篇严厉的评论。与 critic相关的名词是 commentator， 但是它是指对时事或是体育节目进行解说或是播报的评论员。譬如 The sports commentator excitedly described every moment of the final race. 这位体育评论员激动地描述了决赛的每一个时刻。另外，我们来学一个用语 ,Peanut Gallery, 原本是指剧院中最高、离舞台最远、最便宜的座位区，现在用来形容那些喜欢随意批评或是碎碎念的人。比如 ,He told the Peanut Gallery to be quiet because their remarks were annoying. 他叫那些酸民闭嘴，因为他们的言论很惹人厌。
So, who was this book written for? We saw it a little bit in that last section. It's for those people with a lot of self-judgment and who are very hard on themselves.
We learned two terms for these types of people here, friends, in the first sentence. Hendrickson focuses on self-critics and perfectionists. Self-critics, of course, are those people who are giving themselves tough self-talk. Let's talk about what a perfectionist is.
Well, a perfectionist is someone who wants everything to be perfect. If they get a 98% on their math test, they're still not happy, even though they got a great score.
Perfectionists have certain qualities. A lot of times they do work very hard, but oftentimes people who are perfectionists are also very anxious people.
Yeah, I have had times in my life where I was a bit of a perfectionist. I would like to say that I'm not as much now, but often being a perfectionist doesn't push you forward to being perfect. It just leaves you frustrated.
Yeah, I agree. I often refer to myself as a recovering perfectionist. I've realized that being a perfectionist doesn't help me too much in life. But let's learn more about this, friends. These are people who set high standards, but they feel they never meet them. These individuals often believe their worth is derived from achievement.
All right, it's derived from achievement. Let's talk about that little phrase, derived from. That just means it comes from, or it's based on.
For example, you could say this word is derived from Latin. That's where it originally came from.
Okay, so they believe their worth is derived from achievement, approval, or avoiding mistakes.
That has been true in my life many times. Let's keep reading, friends. Over time, this belief shapes how they see themselves and the world. Perfectionist thinking can also make you really judgmental of other people.
It definitely can. As a result, they may over-prepare, avoid risks, or feel exhausted trying to prove themselves.
What does it mean to over-prepare, friends? Well, it means that if you're preparing for something, you're getting it ready too much, or you're spending too much time on it.
Yeah, here's another example sentence with that word. Some people over-prepare for tests, and as a result, don't get enough sleep.
Yeah, so there's a balance there, right? Okay, so these people, self-critics and perfectionists, might over-prepare. Even success brings only temporary relief because the standards keep rising.
Ooh, okay. Well, we saw that word temporary in there. They get temporary relief. Something that's temporary lasts only for a short time.
You might hear of a temporary job over the summer. It only lasts 8 weeks. And here what we're talking about is temporary relief. Because what happens with the kind of people who feel like they're not enough, they keep setting higher and higher goals and standards for themselves, and then give themselves tough self-talk when they don't meet those goals.
Yeah, I think that can be an issue with being something like a perfectionist, is that you're not actually sure what you're trying to achieve. As soon as you do really well at something, you find some way to identify something you're not pleased with.
Yeah, that is definitely true. Friends, we are not done talking about this topic, but don't go anywhere. It's time for us to go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today?Don't be so hard on yourself. Think of your soccer coach after a game where your team lost badly. Instead of yelling, he sits everyone down and says, I know you tried, but we need to practice more. He's not mean, he's just being hard on you because he believes you can do better. That strict, pushing you to improve attitude, that's be hard on someone. Be hard on means to criticize, judge, or treat someone strictly, often because you want them to improve or because you're upset. It can be from a coach, parent, teacher, or even yourself. For example, my mom is sometimes hard on me about homework, but it's because she wants me to do well in school. Let's try another. Don't be so hard on yourself. Everyone makes mistakes when learning a new skill. Here are more phrases with hard. Hard to believe means something is surprising or almost unbelievable. For example, it's hard to believe we only met last year. It feels like we've been friends forever. Hard feelings refers to bad feelings like anger or hurt after an argument. For example, after the fight, there were no hard feelings. We hugged and moved on. A similar phrase, give it your best shot, means to make a strong effort. For example, even if the test is tough, just give it your best shot and you'll feel proud. I used to be really hard on myself when I missed a goal in practice, that is, until my coach said, be kind to yourself too. Now I push hard, but smile more. These hard phrases show how one little word can be strict, surprising, or full of heart. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
How to be enough. The author introduces a key idea. Self-acceptance does not mean being lazy or giving up. It does not remove ambition or lower goals. Instead, it means recognizing that one's worth does not have to be earned. It is important that people treat themselves with respect while caring deeply about growth. When self-acceptance replaces fear, an individual's efforts become healthier and more viable.
Acceptance 这个名词，它是动词 accept 接受的名词形式，它的意思呢是接受或者认可。譬如 ，The welcome committee showed acceptance toward the new neighbors. 欢迎委员会对新邻居表示了接纳之意。Accept 的形容词是 acceptable， 意思是可接受的。譬如 ，Wearing casual clothes was acceptable at the relaxed outdoor concert.在轻松的户外音乐会上，穿着休闲服装是可以接受的。Acceptable 的反义词是在前面加上自首 un， 变成 unacceptable， 意思是不能接受的，不被允许的。譬如 ，littering in the park was considered unacceptable by residents， 居民认为在公园乱丢垃圾是不可接受的行为。All right， that's all for today's language lab， 我们下次见。
So friends, if being a perfectionist or someone who is overly critical is not the way to be, what does the author suggest?
Well, here it says that the author introduces a key idea. Friends, you know when we see this key word, it means that we are going to look at something important for understanding the article. The key idea is this.Self-acceptance does not mean being lazy or giving up.
Okay, if you are lazy, that means you kind of don't want to work or move. You should be doing things, but you just don't want to.
Here's an example. I know it's the weekend, but don't be lazy today. We still have a lot to do.
All right, so that word lazy is definitely a negative one. If someone justpractices self-acceptance, they might feel like they're not setting high standards and are just being lazy.
Yeah, but our writer says that it does not remove ambition or lower goals. Instead, it means recognizing that one's worth does not have to be earned.
Okay, so you are still important and have worth no matter what the results are. It is important that people treat themselves with respect while caring deeply about growth.
What does it mean to treat yourself with respect, friends? Well, it really just means that you are kind to yourself. That idea that if you want to be kind to others, you should also be kind to yourself.
Right. It is important to treat yourself with respect and treat others with respect as well. When self-acceptance replaces fear, an individual's efforts become healthier and more viable.
Let's take a look at that word that we saw, replaces. Replace means that something has taken the place of something else.
Here's another example sentence. Coffee has replaced tea in my mornings.
Okay, we saw another word there that we should talk about. It's that word viable. If something is viable, it means that it has the possibility to work or succeed.
You might hear this in your workplace a lot. People have lots of different plans or ideas for new projects. The boss might say that some of them are viable, but others are not.
Garrett, I see what our writer is trying to say here, that self-acceptance is a way to replace fear and help you to grow. And even if you don't grow, you still need to be kind to yourself. But I think for me, it's really hard to put this into practice.
It is very difficult, but it is important that this self-acceptance or self-respect is very different from whatever your ambitions or goals are. These can coexist.
That is so hard for me to understand. We'll talk more about this in just a moment, friends. But right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 it is important that 的句型，这是虚拟语气的常见结构，用来表达必要性、重要性、建议或要求。That 子句中必须使用原形动词，在英式英文中常出现 should 加原形动词，而在美式英文中通常直接接原形动词。适用此句型的形容词包括 essential, necessary, advisable 和 vital。来看这个例句。It is important that every participant be informed of the safety rules. 每位参与者必须被告知安全规则。
All right, friends, we've come to the end of the first day of this article, so let's take a moment to review what we've talked about.
All right, today we spent quite a bit of time talking about who this kind of book is for. It's for people that are overly critical of themselves. They have a lot of self-judgment. We even described some of them as perfectionists.
Yes, we described them as perfectionists and self-critics.These kinds of people always move the bar. Once they have achieved something, they want to achieve the next level, and they're not really happy with themselves.
Yeah, they do this because they want to do really well, or they want others to think well of themselves. In a lot of ways, their self-worth comes from their accomplishments.
Our writer is telling us here that you can still grow as a person, but also treat yourself with respect.
Right. You can have self-acceptance. Know that you have self-worth outside of whatever those accomplishments are, while still working hard and not being lazy.
We do have more to learn about this tomorrow, friends, so I think we'll hear some tips and ideas to help us start to think this way and have this mindset. But that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.